A national warning from the Human Rights Campaign about threats facing the LGBTQ plus community. Pride events set to take place this weekend. How organizers are preparing.
And Vice President Harris visiting North Carolina tomorrow. Her message on abortion rights and what it may take to change the new law coming to our state.
We're not done with the soggy weather just yet. The timeline for rain and storms into the evening and the drier trend into the weekend.
Taking a live look at Dual Doppler 5000 right now, we are still watching storms and showers moving through the area. Thank you for joining us. I'm Ashley Rowe.
And I'm Dan Haggerty. We got a live look. Ominous sky over North Hills. We also have a flash flood. Oh, check out the rain there in the distance. We got flash floods, a warning in effect in Durham and Orange counties too, and another 2 hours of that to be expected. Take a look. Some impacts already. A viewer sending this in, so thanks to them. This is rain already ponding out there on the roads.
Ooh, that is a lot of water. Looks like it's rushing. Let's get over to meteorologist Mike Mays in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Mike, we have a few more hours of this, so we'll hold on and then we can dry out.
Yeah, I think once we get to about 10, 11 o'clock, everything you see around us will be well to our east and will dry out overnight, and we'll have a dry out weekend. We'll talk more about that coming up. But this is the situation right now over Durham County and Orange County. The heavy rain has moved out. Now is in Western Wake, Morrisville, Cary, parts of Apex heading to Raleigh. That's where you saw the rain over our North Hills cam off in the distance. So we have a flood advisory till 8:30 for part of this area and a flash flood warning for city of Durham and Chapel Hill up to Hillsboro till about 9 o'clock this evening. And these icons here are where there are reports of some flooding even over toward Alamance County as well. And flooding is ongoing across parts of Chapel Hill. We have a crew headed there on the way, and you saw that video there just a moment ago. We time lapse this and you can see the heavy rain moving through Western Wake, Apex, New Hill, Fuquay-Varina. Looks like this is trying to rebuild as it moves into Wake County and then farther up to the north for parts of Vance County and up into Carr Lake. Southern Virginia, we see more rain, some of it heavy as well along the I-85 corridor. This is all making its way toward the east. And as we expand the view, not everybody is seeing the rain this evening and not everybody will. It's about a 50-50 chance that you'll run into some. Here is future cast as of 7 o'clock tonight. It's the latest update. You can see that broken line moving through. 8 o'clock, it's still roughly around the triangle area. By 9 o'clock, exiting the area. And I think once we get past 10 o'clock, we'll begin to dry out. And that's the beginning of our drying trend that will last into the weekend. 88 tomorrow, only a 30% chance for a storm and quite possibly a completely dry day. Sunday, 92. We have our next weather maker on the horizon. I'll let you know when that gets here. Ashley, coming up in less than 15 minutes.
Okay, thank you, Mike.
I'm Mark Boyle in the WRAL Live Center with some viewer photos and images of some of the rain that really is coming down across the viewing area, especially off to our west right now. Live look out at where the Durham Bulls are set to play. The game was scheduled for 6:35. There was a delay, rain delay. You can see crews out there getting rid of some of the water that was standing on the outfield. They were moving that tarp, so that game is set to reschedule or be pushed back just a little bit this evening, so that will happen likely, but just a little late. Also, take a look at this photo right here. This is from the area of Bowling Creek there in Chapel Hill. You can see how that water came so quickly in flooding some of those roads. We have some additional photos here we can show you now. The Wegmans out in Chapel Hill. Some folks in that area were dealing with heavy line of rain. This was inside the grocery store looking out, and that video right there is from Chapel Hill as well. So fortunately, the good news, these storms are moving out quickly. Just have to deal with this for just a bit. Looking out at the traffic situation across the area, not too bad right now. We saw a lot of red out towards Durham and Chapel Hill. Looks like it'll be loosening up for your late evening commute right now if you're getting ready to head out to dinner. Back to you guys.
Thank you for the updates, Mark. A warning from federal officials now ahead of the Pride event in the Triangle. The LGBTQ community is facing more threats and more severe threats. That's according to the Department of Homeland Security. They're warning law enforcement agencies across the country that these threats could lead to a rise in attacks. WRAL's Carly Haynes tells us how this is shaping security at Pride events around the country and here in Raleigh.
The rise in threats is something Pride organizers are aware of heading into this weekend of events, including one that's going to be happening right here on Saturday. Now, there are resources that are helping Pride organizers create a safer space for those who want to celebrate.
It's a trend.
We have seen a significant increase in bigoted and anti-democracy groups targeting LGBTQ plus communities and events really over the past year or year and a half.
The Western State Center is an advocacy organization that aims to promote inclusivity around the nation. In the group's guide called Protecting Pride, data reveals anti-LGBTQ plus demonstrations have more than tripled in the past 15 months compared to the previous two-year period.
And that was a concern for Pride events last year, and it's a concern again this year.
It's something that we're always aware of when we create these events.
Trey Roberts is a co-founder of the nonprofit Raleigh Pride and is helping to organize several of the Pride celebrations in the city this weekend. He said Raleigh Pride is working with the city of Raleigh to add security.
I wish we didn't live in a world where we had to be fearful to continue to celebrate.
The Western State Center offers tips to help organizers plan with safety in mind, including creating a safety plan with a map of a venue, communicating with attendees before the event, and avoiding engagement with protesters.
We really want to create a place of celebration in Raleigh and also remind people that are coming to Raleigh that this is a safe space for them.
The Human Rights Campaign has developed a similar guide to help organizers safely plan events. Carly Haynes, WRAL News, Raleigh.
An industrial plant in our state has been shut down after a worker was killed in a chemical explosion. Tonight, investigators are trying to figure out what went wrong. It happened last night at Darling Ingredient Plant in Wadesboro. That's in Anson County. Police responded to a hazardous materials call. Crews found a plume of smoke coming from the back of the main building. Officials confirmed the explosion was caused by an aluminum chloride solution. Nearly 30 firefighters responded to a call for a shed collapse in Durham. Firefighters responded to the situation on Rollingwood Drive this afternoon. When crews first arrived, they found two people trying to tear this shed down. In the process, it partially collapsed, trapping one man's legs under the debris. The man was alert as firefighters got him out. He was taken to the hospital and is expected to be okay.
Right now in the Live Center, Cary Police just sending out this critical missing person alert. This is a photograph right here they just released of 18-year-old Edward Linden. We're being told that the 18-year-old has autism. He's nonverbal. He was last seen around 4 o'clock this afternoon in the area of Trenton Road near the SAS Campus Drive intersection. Last seen wearing a gray t-shirt and khaki pants. If you know where this 18-year-old is this evening, if you see him in that area, you are asked to call the Cary Police Department right away.
So we get him home safely, Mark. Thank you. Vice President Kamala Harris is heading to North Carolina tomorrow. She is marking the one-year anniversary of the reversal of Roe versus Wade. WRL anchor Gerald Owens has a preview of Harris's message about abortion rights. Gerald.
Dan, North Carolina's ban on most abortions after 12 weeks is set to take effect July 1st. Our state is one of many that have restricted abortion since the Supreme Court's ruling last June. The vice president is speaking in Charlotte tomorrow, the one-year anniversary of that decision. One of her top advisors said the White House is doing all it can, but it would take Congress to restore a national right to abortion.
We have to make sure that the American people understand their power in this moment to elect leaders who believe in a woman's right to make decisions about her own body.
And meanwhile, Republican candidates for president are celebrating the anniversary. Today, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, former Vice President Mike Pence, and Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina addressed the Faith and Freedom Coalition conference in Washington. Former President Trump will give the keynote speech tomorrow night. Dan?
And we will cover all of it. Gerald Owens. Thanks, Gerald.
The frozen fruit in your freezer might be contaminated. An update on a recall over listeria concerns and which products you should throw out right away coming up. Plus, the owner of Bojangles wants to get out of the chicken business. What that means for your favorite menu item, plus a closer look at the brand's evolution coming up when we go in depth. And as we go to break, here is a live look from Raleigh.
Five on Your Side found a frozen fruit recall that we first told you about this morning is now expanding. Bags of organic tropical fruit blend, like sold at Trader Joe's, have been added to the recall list now. There are 20 other kinds of these bags of frozen fruit from Sunrise Growers that could be contaminated with listeria, but only some of them actually ended up here in our state in North Carolina. These are the affected brands sold around here, and you should look in your freezer for these. Good and Gather from Target, 365 Organic. That's from Whole Foods and Seasons Choice Tropical Blend from Aldi. We have a full list of the products involved in this recall on WRAL.com. Just search recall.
Well, it turns out America is getting older. The median age has increased, now up to almost 39 years old. It was 35 in 2000, and in 1980, it was 30. And North Carolinians are even older than the national median average. WRAL's investigative data journalist Ali Ingersoll explores why this matters.
The median age in North Carolina is up. Census data shows it now sits at 39.2, up from 35.4 in 2000.
Fertility is below replacement. And so if you have less people being born, that necessarily drives up the age structure of the population, right?
Carolina Demography Director Dr. Nathan Dollar says looking at the distribution is important. So I mapped it. The oldest counties are the ones in that deep purple, like Brunswick and Clay. Dollar says those areas need to be thinking about what infrastructure they have in place.
We have to plan and prepare for caring for older North Carolinians, creating communities where people can age with dignity, where they can live where they desire. There's the whole movement for aging in place and for people to have healthy lives.
The demographer says what's interesting about our state is just how many of our counties have median ages above the state's. Wake and Durham are both below the state average at 37.3 and 36, respectively. But the majority of the counties are actually above it. So going back to that map, the counties colored pink and purple have median ages above 39.2. And as you can see, most of the state is in those colors. 81 counties, in fact.
That necessarily means that there's fewer young people, fewer working people.
After hearing that, I wanted to know,
what's going to happen to the economy, right?
That is the question.
But for right now, no clear answer. As researchers work on that, Dollar knows one thing. We need to be preparing now for our state's future.
Oh, I think we should be planning yesterday. We should certainly already be planning and putting this in place.
For WRAL News, I'm Ali Ingersoll.
So there's some certain other things to consider as well with Ali's story. You know, COVID deaths, for example. COVID deaths did affect older people more. At the same time, younger people have been dying of overdoses and suicides at higher rates. To explore your county and the information from the state, you can look on the map that Ali made on our website, WRAL.com.
Governor Roy Cooper signed a handful of different bills today. One of them lets civilian traffic investigators work minor car wrecks. These investigators can't arrest anyone, but the idea is to free up police officers to take care of more serious incidents, not fender benders. We have a full list of the bills that Cooper signed and the bills he vetoed as well on nccapitol.com.
Durham's Streetery is making a comeback. It's a program that started in the pandemic as a way to help restaurants and businesses in the downtown area by closing down the streets and creating a destination event. This year, it looks a little different. The Streetery will happen on the fourth Saturday of June, July, and August. Themes and locations will change each month. It all kicks off tomorrow at 5 p.m. with Latin music and dance performances at CCB Plaza. Taking a live look at downtown Durham, where a flash flood warning is in effect. I don't know. Is that a little bit of a rainbow that I see, Mike?
Yeah, look at that. It's right over
closely,
near the Loft Hotel.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. Okay, so we've got some more rain that we're dealing with, and then we dry out. So there is light at the end of the tunnel, or a rainbow at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, we all could use some more rainbows in our lives after all the rain that we've had. Boy, take a look at what's happening around the immediate triangle area. We still have the flash flood warning, flood advisory. The warning is until 9 o'clock, the advisory until 8:30. This area has seen quite a bit of rain. We'll look at rainfall totals coming up in a moment. But Western Wake County, the rain is picking up. In fact, I heard rumble of thunder just a moment ago. It's off to the north and west of us, and we're right about there, so it's raining or about to here in the studio. And as we take a look at the rainfall totals, 2 to 3 inches across parts of Orange County, Durham County, or at least downtown Durham in the past 24 hours, 1.56. So the ground is saturated so easily with the rain coming down, it is going to cause some flooding issues. We'll see if Wake County gets added to any kind of flood advisory, because we see the rains coming through that's heavy, but it is advancing a whole lot faster than it did up in Chapel Hill and Durham, so we may not see a flood advisory out of this, but it will cause slowing of the commute. If you're going out to dinner shortly, you're going to run into the rain. Make sure you have rain gear. Downtown Raleigh is about to get hit by the heavy rain. Also, parts of Granville County now starting to see the showers pick back up. Vance County, this is all moving into Warren County, Southern Virginia, South Hill. You're getting a pretty decent shower there right along I-85. Hour by hour forecast, 50% chance of rain right now, 40% through 10 o'clock, and then overnight the rain comes to an end. Tomorrow morning we'll wake up to dry weather. Some of you may wake up to cloud cover in the morning, but it will bust through and become bright for the afternoon with partly cloudy skies expected and only a 30% chance of rain tomorrow. So let's check out North Hills again. There is the rain shaft. That's the shower activity that is moving off toward the east. The Durham Bulls start time now, 7:40. So they are getting the field ready, and the rain is pretty much done. There may be a few sprinkles. Clinton's looking good. In Apex, the rain's coming down. The roads are wet there. Saw some folks running from their car trying to get in one of the businesses there in downtown. 75 after 87 at RDU. It's 79 in Goldsboro right now, 81 at Rocky Mount, 81 in Fayetteville. And with all those dew points in the 60s and 70s, the heat index over the weekend will jump up. 88 for our high tomorrow, but feeling more like 90, a 30% chance for a storm. 92 on Sunday. The heat index could get as high as 96. And then on Monday, the heat index could close in on 100 degrees. With our next weather maker starting to approach the area, 50% chance for thunderstorms. And our next weather maker is a cold front. Showers and storms likely Monday night, perhaps into Tuesday. And Monday may be a WRL weather alert day. There is the potential for strong to perhaps severe thunderstorms. Check in with PETA and Anthony over the weekend. They'll have more details about that potential. So early showers and storms, then dry overnight. 68 in Raleigh, 69 Fayetteville, 68 at Rocky Mount. And then tomorrow, just a very small chance for a shower or storm. That means if you're going to play golf, fishing, perhaps getting on the boat, jet ski around the area lakes, I think you'll be okay. Doing yard work after a week of rain, maybe it's too soggy to mow just yet. It'll be warm and it will be humid, and it may surpass that 88. We had 87 today, and we have the better potential to get above the upper 80s tomorrow. 92 Sunday, 92 on Monday. There are your rain chances. So we have more rain on the horizon. 88 Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday with smaller chances for rain. I hope you both have a great weekend.
Oh, well, you too. You have earned your weekend, Mike.
Sure has. Relax.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Dan, I know this story fires you up.
It does.
Some big changes on the horizon for Bojangles.
Bojangles, you say? How the owner of the company wants to transform Bojangles, expand the menu, and what it means for a restaurant near you. We're going to be deep frying some in-depth coming up. All right. Hey, it's Friday, everybody. It's been a long week, hasn't it? Let's go in depth for just a moment. I do want to start with an email. I got it this morning from a viewer named Bill from Durham. Bill said, Dan, thanks. Thanks for having the guts to report on controversial issues. You know, he's right. Bill's right. I do have guts. At least I tell myself that. And I'm pretty sure that some of you can thank the business I'm focusing on tonight for your guts. Bojangles. And the insane quote that I read in QSR magazine when the company's CEO said this, I'd like to get out of the chicken business. Now you might be wondering, Dan, why are you reading Quick Service Restaurant Magazine? Or Dan, how is Quick Service Restaurant Magazine even a thing? But let's stay on topic. He went on to say he wants Bojangles to get in the experience business instead. But isn't Bojangles already an experience? I mean, what's popping into your head right now? Maybe it's family time. You know, when you go, hey, Mom, what's for dinner? And just then Dad comes through the door. He's got that 12-piece box of chicken and sides and pops the top on a jug of sweet tea. Or maybe it's that crucial bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich after that long night that was just a little too much fun. You know what I'm talking about. For me, personally, I once broke up with a girl at a Bojangles. Am I proud of that? No. But it was certainly an experience. The idea here is supposed to launch the chain into being a national powerhouse brand. That's according to the article. And while you might be thinking, Dan, Bojangles, they're already enormous. They're on like every single corner in town. If we go back to the good people at QSR Mag, Bojangles actually ranks, according to them, number 38 among America's largest fast food chains. 38, which is pretty deep on the list, you know? So
how are they going to do it? How are they going to climb that ladder? The fast food game is a competitive thing, and Bojangles has tried in the past with some pretty big swings. For instance, they recently removed the apostrophe. You can see the dramatic difference on your screen now. Actually, fun fact here, when they first opened in Charlotte in the 70s, the apostrophe was before the S. How weird is that? I mean, just imagine a singular Bojangle. And what is this obsession with the apostrophe, guys? Stop it. Leave it alone. Anyhow, the company's plan is to move forward and have all their future new market growth will showcase a streamlined menu that doesn't offer bone-in chicken or all-day breakfast, which, call me crazy, are two of the pillars that made Bojangles what it is today. Look, I'm not against innovation or trying something new, obviously. But just be careful. Tread lightly. Expand, grow, make money. But remember your roots, okay? Don't be that guy that leaves the South and moves to, like, New York and stops wearing camo and buys a Patagonia vest and suddenly roots for the Rangers. That's not you, man. That's not you. Let me know what you think. Give me your Bojangles take. I want to get your opinion. I clearly have one. Look, no topic is too spicy for in-depth. That's my email, dan@wral.com.
You broke up with a girl at Bojangles, huh?
Allegedly.
Listen, I think you're onto something here. Mm-hmm. All about expansion and innovation, but at least the folks in North Carolina can say that we have the OG Bojangles.
Yeah, and that's the plan. They're gonna expand and have a new menu, but they're not going to change the current menus here. Bojangles did put out a statement.
Yeah. Let me read it to you. It says, Bojangles will always be in the business of serving delicious southern chicken, biscuits, and tea, and that will never change. As we expand into new markets, an enhanced guest experience will be a key differentiator, along with a streamlined menu featuring hand-breaded boneless chicken.
Yeah.
But as you mentioned, the OGs are going to be out of those.
Let me tell you something, Bojangles. If the plan was to get in the news, you did it tonight.
And while you're at it with all the innovation, can you also figure out a way to make the honey mustard so that it doesn't splatter all over me when I try to...
It happened tonight, didn't it?
It happened today.
Yeah. Thanks for being with us tonight. Have a great evening.
Keep watching WRAL News over the Air Channel 34 and Spectrum Channel 1257.